Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before we get into today's video, I've firstly got to tell you about a new way you can enjoy my content. That's right, some of you might have seen, but from today, I'm releasing all my videos in podcast form on every single different podcast platform you can think of. Pretty much, I'm taking the audio from all of my videos and putting it on sites like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, anything you can think of, it's on there. I know that a lot of you guys listen to my videos in the background while you're doing other things, so hopefully this gives you more options and it makes it easier for you to enjoy my content wherever you want to. So links to all of those sites that I've just named are in the description and in the pinned comments. And also, if there are any that I'm missing, guys, ones that you use, please do let me know and I will update it as quickly as possible. I'll be posting new podcasts every single day, so yeah, go and follow me, go and subscribe, go and leave me a rating on Apple Podcasts. Let's get this moving and I hope you enjoy it. With that all being said, now let's get on to the first story of this video. Entitled Mum tried to get her daughter my job because I'm chubby. This happened today, so I thought I'd share. I'm female and I'm home from college. The stay-at-home order in my town is slowly being lifted, so some businesses are finally opening up. My parents require me to have a summer job. I'm blessed enough that I get to keep all the money I earn. My parents just like me to work to gain experience. This will be relevant later, but I'm not a skinny girl. I wouldn't consider myself large either. I'm 5'6" and weigh about 100 to 145 pounds right now, and I carry most of that weight in my hips and thighs. The freshman 15 did hit me hard though, as I used to be 120-ish. So today, after finishing my last online final, my dad called me. He told me that one of his friends who runs a heating slash AC company texted him that they were looking for girls to work in the office, answering phones and stuff. I got excited because that's exactly what I wanted, so I put on a dress, printed a copy of my resume, and drove down. The ladies inside were super nice and asked me to fill out an application, so I sat down to do so, and this is where the entitled mum enters. We're in the South, which might be relevant, because typically for jobs like this, they're looking for a pretty face to sit behind the counter and talk to customers. This is unspoken though. Yes, it's awful, but hey, I needed a job. So, as I'm filling out an application, the entitled mum enters with her entitled daughter, who was about 16 years old. She announces that she's here about the opening and her daughter would like to apply. Now, desk lady one, who is at the front desk, she is a relatively thin woman, this will be relevant later, she explains that she'll need to fill out an application and hands her one and a pen. They sit in the lobby right beside me, which I thought was weird, but I didn't say anything. The entitled mum says to me, "Are you here for the job as well?" "Yes, mom." You know, that little cocky sound people make. I ignored her and went up to ask the first desk lady a question about the application. It was about how professional one of my references for babysitting was. When I returned and sat back down, the entitled mum walked up to the desk. "Does my daughter even really need to fill this out?" "Well, it's protocol. Our boss will look at all the applications and decide who to call for an interview." "Is he here? Look, I'm sure if he could see my daughter, he'd know who he wanted to call." "He is, but he isn't seeing visitors right now." "Well, how will he know who to hire if he doesn't know what the girls look like?" "Well, he will need to see their references and he'll make a few calls before he—" "No, my daughter is an aspiring model. She won, insert local pageant, in 2019. He needs to see her to know she's the face he wants to see behind the counter interacting with customers."
"I'm not sure what you mean. This isn't a modeling job. Looks don't really matter."
"Oh, I know, but they do. And let's face it, your boss isn't going to want—" At this point, she leans in closer to the desk lady. "A chubby girl up here, is he?"
This whole time, the entitled girl is smirking at me in glances as she fills out her application.
This caught the attention of the second desk lady. Now, this lady was sitting at a desk further back, but still in the same room. Now, this woman is plus-sized. Me and the second desk lady both look up at this point. The second desk lady says,
"Mom, I'm not sure I know what you mean."
"Oh, no disrespect. I just know the boss personally and know he'd prefer a new, pretty face around the office. Maybe I'm a little biased, but I think there's no question between my daughter and, well, this young lady, for example, me." "No offense, honey, I'm just trying to save you some time." At this point, I'm in tears. I don't know if it was rage or the sting of her insults, but either way, I was not going to let her see me cry. So I quickly got up and handed my application to the first desk lady before trying to leave.
The second desk lady, who again is a plus-size woman, said, "Sweetie, wait, she was talking to me." She then says to the entitled mum, "You say you know the boss personally, right?"
"Oh yes, we went to high school together."
"And you know him so well that you'd know he'd prefer a skinny woman behind this desk?"
"Well, I didn't say that."
"She did."
"But I'd assume so."
"Great, well, I'm his wife and I've worked behind this desk for almost 15 years now. And as you can see, I could probably drop a few, and I take personal offense to what you're saying about my husband and this young lady. So I'd like you to wait in the car while your daughter fills out her application."
Oh my god, what has just happened?
The entitled mum and her entitled daughter both stormed out at this point. The entitled girl took her application, so I don't know if she'll apply or not. But both the woman behind the counter told me that the entitled mum was a female dog, and they'd vouch for me with the boss, so I'm hopeful that I got the job. Holy heck, what a story. I need to just take a moment to get my head around that. Alright, firstly, in a very few, a minority of jobs, there is no doubt that being good looking can certainly help you get that job. I mean, in a role where you need to make a first impression, or you don't need to speak maybe, being good looking can certainly help, but apart from that, it doesn't really offer too much. If you're a horrible person, like this entitled mum and her entitled daughter, it doesn't matter how good looking you are, you could be a bloody angel, I'm not going to employ you. Just as simple as that. I feel like these people think that being good looking just guarantees you a job. It doesn't work like that. Unfortunately, yes, in some roles it can help. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to lie about that, but come on, you have to be a nice person and also just be good at the job as well. That is the most important part. All I would say to OP is hold your head high and just be proud of who you are. Drive and determination will always be more important than good looks and superficial things like that. Also, now I just really want to know if you actually got the job. I really hope you did. It sounds like you deserved it. Well, you definitely deserved it over that entitled girl, that's for sure. Now for our second story. Entitled mum freaks out that the police were called after she forgot her kid in a supermarket for 2 hours. Important notes: I live in a fairly small town, so many people know each other. This happened last year, mid-June. We were on a break from school, and my boyfriend and I decided to get some snacks for a movie date. As one does, we go to the supermarket and start grabbing our stuff. We were debating which cider, I'm a lightweight, I should grab when I see Annie enter the aisle. Now, Annie is the entitled mum's daughter, who was 3 years old at the time. Now, she looked scared and was crying a little bit. As anyone with a little bit of a heart would do, we leave the cider for now and go to see what's the matter. "Hey there, are you okay? What's wrong?" Annie looked up at me. Maman, which is mummy in French. "Oh, have you lost your mum?" She sniffles and nodded. "Well, we're going to help you find her. Is that okay with you? I'm OP and this is my boyfriend. What's your name?" "Annie." I took her by the hand and walked up to the desk while my boyfriend paid for the groceries. We didn't get cider. I notified the man working the desk that Annie had lost her mother. He was very kind and asked for Annie's name and family name so he could make a call on the microphone, which went a little bit like this. "Little Annie has lost her mother. Could the mother of Annie present herself at the reception desk?" Annie was sat on a little bench that was facing the exit. That way, she could have seen if her mother was headed out. It was rush hour Friday around 5 p.m, so it took my boyfriend a while to pay for everything and get to us. By that time, another message was sent around the store. Poor Annie was scared as she kept asking where her mummy was. We tried to entertain her. The manager allowed her to read a book from the book aisle to prevent her from freaking out too much. After one hour, wow, she claimed she was hungry, which seems fair since it was probably around 6 or 6:30 p.m. We didn't have very healthy food with us, but we gave her a little snack, a sponge stuffed with chocolate shaped like a bear. Look up Lulu Lawson. This went on until 1.5 hours after the first call was made.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The manager pulled my boyfriend and I aside for a minute, saying that they were obligated to call the police because this could be a case of child abandonment. This was a relief in a way, because the police would know how to take care of her a little better. About 10 minutes later, two policemen showed up and came inside. My boyfriend, the manager, and I were first asked about the situation. Annie was asked a couple of questions too.
"Hi Annie, I'm a policeman. I'm here to help you find your mummy."
Is Mummy in trouble?
No, don't worry, she's not in trouble and neither are you. If we want to find her quickly, I'm going to need to know what she looks like. Do you think you can help me? Annie nodded and described her mum's hair colour, eye colour, and very roughly what she was wearing, mostly colours since she was only about 3 years old. Well, shortly after that, a man and a woman entered the store. Well, the man was running like crazy and the woman walked slowly behind him. The man was calling for Annie, looking so worried. This prompted Annie to look up and her face lit up. She ran up to them screaming, "Maman, Papa!" which is mummy and daddy in French. The nice dad hugs her and looked so relieved. He was apologizing to her so many times. The police still asked to see both of their IDs, just to confirm that they were indeed Annie's parents. But that seemed to be more of a formality since Annie was the one to recognize them. The second police officer asked them what happened and what we heard shocked us. The entitled mum said, "Well, I was doing my groceries, but Annie was being annoying, so I sent her to look at toys. And, well, I just forgot she was there and I went home. It's only when my husband came home from work that we noticed she wasn't here. Oh my god."
"Miss, do you realize that your daughter could have been kidnapped if these two hadn't been there?"
He gestured towards us. "Who knows what could have happened to her?"
"Well, then it's fine. Why make such a big deal out of it? Why did you two even call the police? Are you trying to get me arrested?"
My boyfriend said, "We didn't call the police. The manager did because it's apparently store policy. We didn't know what was going on. This could have been a case of child abandonment. Yet, to be honest, you gotta call the police in that situation." But the entitled mum was not pleased by this comment. Clearly.
"How dare you? Are you telling me I'm a bad mother? Is that what you're insinuating, young man?"
Before my boyfriend could reply, the nice dad gave his wife a look that would make anyone shut up right away. I bet he's a teacher. After a bit more talk, the little family were allowed to leave, and so were we. The nice dad thanked us profusely for our time. We went home, had our movie nights, but I think about that sometimes. This woman was so careless with her kid, it baffles me. Oh yeah, I dread to think, guys, what would have happened if it hadn't have been this nice couple. OP, your boyfriend, you're so nice. I mean, you spent an hour and a half with this little girl. What if, I know this might sound unreasonable, but it could easily have been a less nice couple. It could even have been, you know, a kidnapper. No one would ever have known. They could have just taken the little three-year-old girl. The mum didn't even realise her own daughter was gone. This could have gone so much worse. And then at the end of the story, when this entitled mum says, "Why did you call the police?" I mean, seriously? What sort of logic is that? I hate to say it, guys, but this nice dad and this daughter need to get away from this mum, or Annie is going to be put in some serious danger, you know, in the very near future. Honestly, if it was me in that situation, I'm not sure what I would have done. I would have got super angry. But yeah, I'm just happy that OP and her boyfriend were there to make sure everything was okay. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. As I said in the intro, please do go and check out my podcast. It's just these videos, but in audio format. It means you don't have to download the videos. You don't have to watch the videos if you don't want to, although you won't see my beautiful face, but that's another matter. You'll just save money on data, you know, Wi-Fi, stuff like that. It might just be easier for you to have that option. Links for that are in the description and down below in the pinned comments. Go and check it out. New episodes are uploaded every single day automatically. It's kind of mad how it works. Go and check it out and you might enjoy it. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new upload and a brand new podcast at the same time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.